Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. There's a little Chicago bringing us back. One of the greatest bands of all time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one for all the things that we do here on the show. And my writing and all of our Brain Trust members are there. And you can find out what they're up to, what they've done with us, what they do without us, and how to contact them as well, and all the other things there. And don't forget to also to go to my the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of a number of books on how to engage your employees and get them to be happy through improving the recognition of them. And The Orange Revolution is one book. All In is still one of my favorites of all of the ones they've written. The Invisible Employee, on and on. The Carrot Principle, it all started with that. He's our good friend Chester Elton. Thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about some of the myths, some of the recognition myths. One of them we talked about last segment was it'll lose meaning, the recognition will lose meaning if we recognize people too much. That's a myth we dispelled, the last one. And the next one is, I just don't have the time. Well, here's my question, Chester. When do you have time to hire a new employee to replace the one that just left because you didn't recognize them?
Exactly. You know, you put in the effort up front, people will be more loyal, they'll stay longer. I mean, this is data that we've gathered from, you know, Gallup and Towers
decades.
Watson and everyone.
Decades.
Yeah, absolutely. If I feel appreciated, if I feel valued, I'm more likely to stay. So you're exactly right. I do always get a kick out of the saying, well, you've got to make the time. So, well, everybody just gets 24 hours. You can't make time, right? But you can find time. And that's the difference between average managers and great managers is they find the time to make sure that they're not just looking for what's going wrong, you know, but they're looking for what's going right. And that, to me, is the difference between a good manager and a great manager. Anybody can point out what's going wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the good managers, the great managers, they see what's going right, and they reinforce it with that recognition, and it creates really positive behaviors.
It's amazing how self-perpetuating negative and positive are, isn't it? I mean, think about it.
Absolutely.
Think about how if you're a negative manager and you're negative with your employees, that will perpetuate. If you're a positive person, you're a positive manager, and you're positive with your employees, that will perpetuate. It's amazing, isn't it? Why would anybody choose negative?
Well, because it's so easy.
Or even indifference.
Right. Well, let me share a couple of things with you that your listeners can implement right away. One is Harvard Business School did a really interesting study and said, what is a positive work environment? And they said, look, it's when the positive interactions with the employee outweigh the negative by at least 5 to 1. So in other words, 5 positive compliments, 5 yeah. positive interactions to every 1 negative. Because the negative, as you mentioned, is so
mm-hmm.
powerful, right? We remember the negative. So there's a manager down in Dallas, Texas, named Carlos Aguilera, and the way he reminds himself to keep the ratio right is he puts 10 pennies in his left pocket, and he says, my goal is to have 10 positive interactions with my people every day. Now, that doesn't mean he's not having tough conversations or that when things go wrong, he doesn't pull somebody aside and say, hey, look, you know, you can't be talking to customers that way, or
right.
or you need to show up, you know, on time.
Right.
But if those reminders, and every time he has a positive interaction, he takes 1 penny from his left pocket, puts it in his right. I would challenge your listeners to do that. It's harder than you think, but it keeps reminding you that, look, I've got to be looking for what's going right, not just for what's going
mm-hmm.
wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the other one, which brings us to the next one, when I said about indifference, some people say, well, look, they get a paycheck every week, right? Every 2 weeks. Why isn't that enough recognition? What do you think?
Exactly. I love the manager who says, hey, listen, pal, you're lucky to have a job. You know what I mean? I mean, you get all the recognition you need every 2 weeks in your paycheck. Well, those are clearly the managers and the leaders we don't want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, money's important. I would never say, look, People would rather have a thank you card than a check. That's not true. You know, we have bills to pay. But the point is I've got to be working for something more than just a paycheck. You know, in the book All In, we talk about really high productive and positive culture as a place where I believe what I do matters, right? Mm-hmm. And I make a difference. And then we add, and when I make a difference, it's noticed and celebrated. Keep right. that in mind, and you're going to create a positive workplace.
You know, recently, Chester, I was on J.J. Ramberg's Your Business television program, and they had me and another guest to answer some questions that were called in. And one of the questions was a lady was complaining that her employees were using social media to talk about the company. They were saying, you know, kind of whatever they wanted to, maybe some negative about the company. And she said, what should we do? And the guy next to me said, well, you know, you can't really control people on social media. And I said, not if you're my employee, you don't get to talk like that. You know, that's non-negotiable. If you're either on my side or you're not, if there's a problem, you talk to me, you don't take it to social media. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about this, that a healthy workplace environment is where we cheer for each other. Okay, yeah. It's another form of recognition. Yeah. And the point is, if you're on my team, I should be able to cheer for you. Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm going on social media and I'm bad-mouthing the company, I'm not cheering for you.
That's right. If there's a problem, I want to know about it. Nobody else needs to know about it. And I did say in that this paycheck thing made me think of that. I said, if you're drawing my paycheck, you're on my side. If you're not on my side, you're not drawing my paycheck.
Exactly. You got to play on somebody else's team.
TheCultureWorks.com, right, Chester?
You got it right. Lots Thanks. Of free downloads, and it's always a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
Thanks, Chester. Take care, buddy. We'll see you next time. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.